Most of the plays, stories, and novels of Czech writer Ivan Klima were first published outside his own country, where they were banned until a few years ago. Klima was born in Prague, where he now lives, and during the Prague Spring, he edited the Journal of the Czech Writers' Union. His new book is called Judge on Trial. Critic John Leonard has a review.
From Ivan Klima, who may be the best Czech writer who didn't run away to Paris and stay there even after the Velvet Revolution, we've come to expect fictions in which a sensitive intellectual tires of his marriage to a dumb and lumpy wife, takes up with a sexpot mistress, and feels at the end of the book even worse than he felt at the beginning, mostly because of Eastern European history. It's as if, ever since Orwell's 1984, a bed were the only trapdoor out of totalitarian dreariness. But we escape to find we've brought our gray and fearful selves right along with us. We still can't breathe. And to a degree, Klima's new novel fits his old pattern. Adam Kindle is a judge in Prague in 1972. His marriage to the scatterbrained Elena is loveless. He finds in the arms of Alexandra, who is both wanton and also chic, an ecstatic deliverance. But ambiguity and sadness are just waiting in ambush for him. This time, though, Klima has grander ambitions and delivers on them. It's not just that before Adam embarks on his affair, Elena has one of her own with a foolish and suicidal student. Nor that Elena, God-haunted and hungry for community, is more appealing as a character than Adam. Adam, after all, is an apparatchik who's been trimming himself since a wartime childhood in a concentration camp until there's very little scruple left and not much sinew. It's that Klima wants us to understand, from the inside out, how a man of introspective intelligence could toil for so long in the party's vineyards and still sleep at night. In Darkness at Noon, Arthur Kessler imagined how an old Bolshevik could rationalize confessing at a show trial to ludicrous crimes against the revolution. In Judge on Trial, Klima imagines how a functionary might continue to serve the Byzantine whim of the communist state as a judge long after there was any justice. And so, in alternating flashback chapters, we get his dreadful war years, the young pioneer grammar school days, when Adam also tried out with equal insincerity as a Christian, law school, where he curried favor, his time served as a provincial judge, learning like a weather vane which way the wind blows, the flirtation in Prague with dissident intellectuals, who suffered more than he did after the Soviet repression of 1968, because he'd been visiting America during the important action. And finally, his last case, a brutal murder for which nevertheless he refuses to pronounce the death sentence, his last shred of honor. The jackals are gathering, and there is everywhere the smell of gas. It's the gas of the Nazi death house that took his best friend Ari. It's the gas he smells on the clothes of his wife when she comes home from her suicidal student. It's the gas the killer used on an old woman, which is why he's on trial in Adam's court. When we last see Adam at his cottage in the woods late at night, thinking perhaps of Seneca as the mist fills the valley like a sea to swim in, this mist too could be gas. Or something else under the moon. Just maybe. And it's a measure of Klima's achievement, as well as a reminder of Dostoevsky's, that we want to believe such transcendence is possible. What's out there is the moral grandeur he was always too afraid before to seek. After such a novel, no more show trials should be necessary.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Judge on Trial by Ivan Klima. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.